I usually don't check the messages sent to the Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook page.
It's because you don't check any messages ever.
Yeah, you don't check your own.
No, I check the Brooke and Jeffrey Grindr page plenty. Still no matches yet on that one. But
darn it.
Last week, our digital producer looked through the Facebook messages.
Okay.
And we got one from a listener that was so shocking, it was brought to my attention.
Okay.
Because apparently this woman listened to a segment that we do on our show called COVID Sanity.
Right.
And naturally, we've been covering the vaccine a lot.
Yeah.
And she has a very interesting take on the vaccine process.
Oh, don't tell me we're going to do some conspiracy theory
Let's
thing
do it!
Right now.
Yay! Conspiracy, I love it!
Well, she shared her viewpoint in her message.
Okay.
And once I saw it, I told producer Boyd, I think we need to talk to this lady.
Okay.
Are you sure?
And so we reached out to her, and after a few conversations, she's graciously agreed to come onto our show and share her thoughts. And before we get into this,
I
should just put a disclaimer. This might be a little bit controvational. But
why
this
is my guard already up?
Don't do that, Brooke.
Don't
shut down immediately. I'm asking
wrong.
You to just have an open mind because people think differently.
Maybe it's a good thing, Brooke.
If you're about to tell me there's no birds, I'm going to be upset, okay?
Or what if we give
what
solid
is
evidence?
A conspiracy theory?
And what if you learn
okay.
that
okay,
no
this,
birds.
This is not a conspiracy theory. This is just a different take on the vaccine process.
Okay.
So let's try and be as courteous as we can and welcome Susan to the show. Hey, Susan.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be on with us. I know you don't have to be, but we really appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thank you.
I mean, why did you decide to come onto the show? I don't even know what your thing is about. I'm just curious your decision.
It's about this vaccine rollout. It's a total mess.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, they don't know what they're doing, and you don't know who's getting it. I'm hearing about, like, all these people in their 20s are getting this shot.
Okay. I think we've opened a floodgate.
They go in with a cough, and, you know, it's like, oh, it's pre-existing condition.
So wait, what? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Slow down, Susan.
So,
I don't know.
I can tell you're very fired up about this, and that's okay.
Sure, I'm sorry.
Okay. We don't need to turn the whole segment into a Facebook rant.
Right. So I think a lot of people do agree with you, Susan, that the vaccine rollout hasn't been perfect.
It's the rollout itself.
I mean, it's an incredibly complicated process, and, you know, I think we can all applaud the effort in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
to be fair, that's not what the point of her Facebook message was.
Oh, was
no, I'm all for it. I'm all for people on the front lines getting it.
Yeah.
God bless them all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm a mom, okay? I got three kids.
Wait. Hold on. Susan, I'm confused. What are you upset about? Like, you're upset
yeah.
about
yeah.
being a
so
mom?
No. I read Susan's message.
Okay.
And Susan, you said the thing that you're most upset about right now involves teachers.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody, because you said that you did something. Tell everybody what you did and why.
I skipped the damn line.
Oh, what?
You skipped the line.
Skip the line?
You skipped the vaccine line? You didn't wait for your turn?
Nope.
How'd you do that?
What? How? Do you have a pre-existing condition, or are you over the age of 65? What's your...
My pre-existing condition? You know what it is? I'm pissed off.
You're mad.
Okay. Does that count?
That doesn't count.
I don't know
if that one's on
the checklist.
Maybe diabetes would be a better choice.
No, I think that's associated with high blood pressure, being pissed off. So.
All right, so how'd you do it?
I just walked my mom's self in there with my mom authority, and I went up to them, and I said, hey, I'm a teacher. I'm homeschooling my kids.
No.
I got 24 hours of this. So, you know, give me the damn shot.
So you
okay. So you're saying that you qualify as a teacher because you've been homeschooling your kids.
Correct.
Oh no.
But
wait. Everyone's a teacher.
But your kids have been on Zoom school. So you haven't been coming up with like the lesson plans or anything. You've just been kind of helping out a little bit.
Listen. I do a lot of more teaching than those friggin' teachers do.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Susan,
that.
I think
what?
You need to sit down.
Why do you feel that way, Susan?
I feel that way because they're sitting on their butts at home sipping tea while I'm in the front line trying to get the kids to solve those damn math problems. It's ridiculous. Oh, no.
I'm
Susan, that is not true.
No,
that is not, honest to God. Like, I have kids in school right now, and I cannot believe how hard teachers are working. Not only are they teaching virtually, some are teaching in person. People are having to switch their entire lesson plan and relearn how to teach to just try to get some kids to pay attention to them online. And then they have to deal with parents like you. Like, I mean, that is the worst part.
Brooke, that's their job.
What?
They get special because they're doing their job.
Okay, you're a mother, and you think you're special because of that.
I'm more than their mother. I am their full-time teacher right now, and I deserve the vaccine a hell of a lot more than those people sitting on their butts with their unions.
Okay,
see,
so,
Suzanne, you went to the vaccine
site, and you told them that you were a teacher, and they said okay, and they gave it to you?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So you
Susan, this is so wrong. This type of selfish behavior is exactly why we got to where we did.
Well, hold on, Brooke. While I don't necessarily agree with her, she's been working at home for 24 hours doing her job and helping to teach her children while I don't know what else she's doing at home.
So why does she need the vaccine more than a teacher, Jeffrey? She's
because
at home.
Because she feels like she's not being prioritized.
Did she call us to brag?
It's a good question, Alexis. I mean, like, what is your point? Like, let the teachers go. Wait a month. Wait a month and a half. How is that going to change your life, Susan? If you get the vaccine, how is it changing your life?
You know what I heard, Brooke, while you were flapping your gums? All I heard was blah, 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 blah.
Oh, wow.
That's all I friggin' heard.
Oh, my gosh.
I am 24 hours. I stay up late at night to complete my own work as a proofreader at night and get up in the morning. I'm a mother. I'm a teacher. Wow. I'm working 24/7.
It's what all mothers are doing right now. That's what I'm telling you, Susan.
Okay,
it is what every single mother is doing. And if you want your kids back in school, listen to me. If you want your kids back in school, okay, you do not skip the line. You get those teachers vaccinated. And as soon as those teachers are vaccinated, your kid will be out of your house and back in school.
Text in to 78592 right now. Tell us what your thoughts are on this. Do you think it's fair that Susan skipped the line in order to get the vaccine by claiming that she's a teacher because she homeschools her kids?
Well, no, she helps on Zoom, but yeah.
Are you kidding me? I friggin' teach.
Okay.
By explaining algebra.
Okay, right. Well, text in.
Oh, dude, don't ask for more. We already have like a flood of texts. Please.
Okay, well, our text board's gonna break, but if it doesn't, we're gonna talk about this right after this. All right, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking with one of our listeners, Susan, who messaged our show telling us that she skipped the line to get her vaccine by telling the people there that she qualifies as a teacher because she's been homeschooling her children for the last 12 months or so.
Yeah.
And she's encouraging other people to do that as well if they feel like they've been slighted and that they feel like they've been teachers at home this entire time.
Even if they don't have a teaching degree or an actual job as a teacher.
Okay, well, first, before we get back into this, I feel like I need to start this off by offering an apology to our guest.
Why?
Because she generously agreed to come on the show and was immediately attacked by one of our hosts.
I did not immediately attack her, and
Finish. I'm saying regardless of opinions, let's put all our opinions aside. We need to try to be courteous people and listen first, attack second. Okay? Not attack first and attack second.
I heard
listen first. See, you're not listening. Listen first, and then you can attack.
You're kind of like our teacher right now.
We never even said which host is attacking her.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you need to sit down, son.
Whoa.
Sit down.
Okay.
Son?
Okay. Again, let's have a civil discussion. Susan, thank you once again for agreeing to come on the show with us. I know this is difficult.
We appreciate you.
It sounds like you're enjoying it to me, Susan, but that's just me personally.
Yes, this is what I live for.
Okay. I mean, I feel that in you and your personality.
Is it Susan or Karen?
You know what? You are a very opinionated woman. I can give you that for sure.
Everyone's entitled to opinions.
Absolutely. It is a fact.
And I know some of our listeners have called in with their opinions. Susan, would you be up for talking to some of them?
Not really, but fine.
Yeah, because Susan's not open to other people's opinions.
Well, we have a lot of people that really want to talk to you, including, let's start with Kirk. What do you think about Susan jumping the line to get the vaccine?
Yeah, I know she's a real hero sitting in her house all day, every day, isolated and totally safe. I'm a delivery driver. I'm going around meeting everybody, putting myself at risk to help businesses, help the people who don't want to go out of their houses themselves. So why doesn't Susan tell me why she deserves it before I do?
That's right, Kirk.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
Kirk, skip the line. Just go do it.
What? No, that is not the message, Susan. This is already a mess. We don't need you setting out terrible information to people.
You think delivery drivers should skip the line too?
I think anybody who feels they've been wrong should skip the friggin' line.
Susan, then there would be no line, okay? Then they would just open it up to everyone. There's a reason that
they're... Fine, that sounds better than what they're doing. Hey, listen, they got all these vaccines coming in. They got enough for everybody.
They don't right now, though. Like, to get an appointment, you literally have to be online.
Did they call you, Brooke? They called you and said, oh, we don't have enough, Brooke. They called you personally.
No, I've looked at the appointments. My mom had to wait, and she tried like 5 different times to get an appointment. My mom, who is like just turned 70.
Well, Brooke, and why didn't you take the day off and go bring your mom there and get her skipping the line?
You don't care about your mom, Brooke?
Because I'm trying to be a team player here and wait my turn ensure that the people who are most vulnerable. No, it's my turn. The people who are most vulnerable in our community get priority over myself. And that also includes teachers who I would love to all be vaccinated so my kids also could be back in school.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm a teacher and I got vaccinated.
No, you're not.
Oh, okay, very interesting.
No, you're not. You're just an angry parent.
Let's keep this conversation going. Jesus. That was a very interesting opinion. Let's see what Shelly thinks. Shelly.
Pitting out. This is stressful.
Shelly, what do you think about Susan skipping the line and getting the vaccine?
Help me out, Shelly.
I actually agree with Susan.
Oh, my God, Shelly.
Really?
Thank you.
Oh, Brooke is standing up.
You're on Susan's side here. Shelly, why do you feel that way?
I was on the fence at first, but the more she talked, the more she started to make sense.
Like what? What made sense that she said to skip the line?
That we're parents. We're literally doing the job 24 hours a day. Oh. The teachers haven't had the kids in over a year. There is no reason the teachers to get priority over the parents who are actually doing the work.
Shelly, that's how they're going to open the schools back up so you don't have to do the work anymore, okay? Get the teachers vaccinated, get the kids back in school.
Newsflash, the teachers don't want to work. Have you seen the unions lately?
Oh my God. Do you understand how hard our teachers are working for us right now? They deserve so much praise.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I can't.
If
you're just tuning in, we're talking with one of our listeners named Susan, who admits that she jumped the line and got the vaccine by saying that she's a teacher because she homeschools her 3 kids.
Yes.
She doesn't homeschool. Are still enrolled in public school of Zoom.
Quit put a seatbelt on, okay? Because she keeps jumping out of her chair and throwing things.
I'm not the only one. There are people listening right now texting into 78592 who understand what I'm saying.
Okay, let's talk to some of those people who are texting, and we have someone on the phone, Angie. Angie, tell us, what do you think about Susan skipping the line to get the vaccine?
You know what? My stance is that I'm a teacher.
Oh, you are a teacher. Yes. Like, well, are you a homeschool teacher, or are you
No, I teach in a classroom in person.
Okay.
And I've been waiting so that I can get back and teach the children.
Yeah.
And honestly, listening to Susan just, it made my blood boil.
Yeah.
Brooke has been really handling it well. I'm shocked.
I'm sorry that you have to hear that. And I'm also sorry that you have to deal with parents like Susan, to be honest.
Hey, hello. I'm here.
Yeah.
I understand.
So, Angie, you're actually a teacher. You're waiting to get your vaccine, waiting to get back into the classroom. Why don't you talk to Susan right now and tell her what your opinion is?
Susan, the fact that you would cut the line, I can't. What is wrong with you? How selfish are you?
Right.
You know what? Put down your margarita. Put aside your bong.
You know what, Susan? You're lucky because if the radio station gave me your address, I would go to you and punch you in the arm.
No, let's not go there, Angie. Right. That doesn't help either.
What are you doing?
That's also helping.
No, this is not a good one.
Nope. Okay. Susan is very wrong. We don't need to threaten. Fight.
Someone hit the boxing bell.
This is getting out of hand.
It is.
This is getting out of hand.
I think it just goes to show that everybody is very divided on their opinions. There's a lot of different thoughts, a lot of different schools of thought out there.
Okay, can we just say, as a show, please just wait your turn.
Brooke, they get it.
Listen,
they get it.
Follow the science. That's what we stand for. We appreciate teachers. And let's all work together to get to the end of this, please.
Enough with the kumbaya. Shut the hell up.
Dude, I'm with her. I'm going to go skip the line.
Shut up! I'm a teacher.
I teach people how to laugh.
We lost
one. All right, I'm glad we could have this very civil discussion. Keep your texts coming in to 78592. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.